You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
Check, check, one, two. Look like a little country. Some rock and roll and blues. Cause we sure love playing for good people like you. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.
Welcome to Music Local and Sustainable, the radio show that features discussions with and the music of local musicians. I am your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, we have singer-songwriter Gio Iaquinto. Another song of yours that's going to be on the EP, Origins of the Heart, is Sunflower.
Yeah.
What's the origin of that tune?
Sunflower was written in a split second. My songs are kind of 50-50. Some of them are evolve over time, and some of them happen in a split second. And Sunflower was one of those. I wrote Sunflower one summer when I was in Saratoga. And there was a girl who I was just very infatuated with. And while I was there, we spent a lot of time together. And that was my nickname for her, was my sunflower. And so I, you know, sat down one day and I'm bad about this. Well, bad, good, depending on who you ask. But I turned my feelings into songs. I wrote one when my dad passed. I wrote one about the city I was from. And this was in this moment. It's a snapshot of how I felt in that moment about this girl and the time we spent together. So Sunflower is your summer pop song about that summer fling, that summer love that you know is going to end, but that doesn't mean you're not going to enjoy it while it's happening.
And it's a great metaphor. It's gorgeous, it's wonderful, but it lasts a short time.
That's right. It's in bloom, and then when it's gone, you just be thankful that you got to saw it at its peak.
Well, let's listen to Gio Iaquinto and his performance of Sunflower. And again, this is available now on streaming services, but it will be part of the full EP that comes out at the beginning of the year, Origins of the Heart.
Tell me why I'm wrong. I put it in a song. We just don't belong together, but I know it won't be long. So I am next to you. Gotta see the story through. It's all that I can do to make a summer love come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So lay me, lay me, lay me in the grass. Don't call me baby. Baby, baby, don't go too fast. Just come and stare at the rose. I know that this won't last, but we don't mind, don't mind. Yeah. Lay me, lay me, lay me in the grass. Don't call me baby. Enticing to be near, yeah. Living in a lie, we play what if and then deny. You told me I'm not gonna cry. It's just a lover's lullaby. Oh, so lay me, lay me, lay me in the grass. Don't call me baby.
Summer love, my summer.
So you've been listening to Gio Yaquinto's song Sunflower. And again, this is available now on streaming services, but it will be part of the full EP that comes out at the beginning of the year, Origins of the Heart. There's another song that one can find on the web. I don't think there is a full video of it, to my recollection, but there is a performance of it that's actually from one of your streaming shows. And this is the tune Trinity. But Trinity didn't make the cut.
Well, I wrote Trinity in the last year. I wrote Trinity after we recorded my first five song EP. I've got a huge outpouring of songs that have been coming out this year because I've really, for the first time, I am a singer-songwriter. It's what I'm doing. And the music that's coming out of me is getting better and better. And I think every musician feels that way as they grow. That's what should happen. But I'm really excited about it. It's funny that you mention it. Trinity is definitely one that both of my producers are like, this is a good song. And that's something exciting when, you know, because I love all my music, but the people around you are kind of who you listen to go, that one's pretty good, that one's okay, that one's good. So, you know, everyone that I play Trinity for, they're like, yeah, that's good. That's going to be a good song. So I'm excited to get it in the studio. I think we're going to be putting that and a few other songs that I've written in the studio so that when 2021 rolls around and I've released my full EP, I can continue to release music. Because that's the name of the game now for musicians, is you release a song every 2 months or people forget about you.
And so what was the origin of Trinity?
Trinity, I actually really love to talk about the origin of Trinity because I think it actually is a trinity of different inspirations that all kind of came together to form one thing. The rhythmic motion, the rhythm that I play throughout the entire song, is a very specific picking pattern with a slap on the strings. And that picking pattern I learned from John Mayer. John Mayer wrote a song, Stop the Strain, and I was I'm still obsessed with that song. I've played it so many times, but it took me many years to get that picking rhythm down. I probably tried for a solid 5 years to get it, and I finally was able to play it. So I put my own spin on it and used that similar picking pattern in Trinity. And then the chord structure of Trinity is rearranged. It's not, obviously, I didn't just like rip a chord structure of another song, but I got inspired to those chords and those voicings of those chords by playing the song Take the A Train, which is a classic Duke Ellington. It was actually written by Billy Strayhorn. And the reason I knew Take the A Train was because my producer, J Riv Music in Tallahassee, had me come sing it at a jazz show of his. And then the words, Trinity, were inspired by me being in Greece. I was in Greece, and I always travel with a journal. I'm a big writer. I love to write. And I was in a bathroom, of all places, and I looked at the wall, and on the wall it said death, drugs, and beauty. And I went, and I sat back down, and I was just, like, inspired immediately, and I just wrote, and I wrote, and I wrote. The thing I really love about Trinity is that it's so few words. Because as someone that loves lyrics, as someone that loves writing, I often, as you can tell by hearing me speak, I often expound upon things too much. So I'm working in my songwriting on simplifying, you know, less is more. How can you say what you want to say and not need a novel to do it? So what I love about Trinity is that it's very few words. The only words are, the chorus is, this trinity of love and pain will feed your soul and haunt your brain. And then there are two other sections. One is just death, drugs, and beauty. And then the last section is, one we pursue, one follows you, and the third is the space between the two. And that's the entire song. So that, you know, besides being death, drugs, and beauty being the trinity, it's also a trinity of John Mayer, which is one of my biggest inspirational artists in my life, jazz and Take the A Train by Billy Strayhorn, and lyrics that I was, like, given by the universe, by a happenstance.
And the version of Trinity that we have is, of course, vocals and guitar performed by Gio Yaquinto, but along with Carrie Durham on violin and Shiboom and Theron Merritt. And this is actually from episode 15 of Gio's Stream Shows, that is live streaming concerts, and which I highly recommend people listen to, because they're always very, very interesting. And we'll come back to that in a second. Let's go ahead and play Trinity from episode 15 of Gio's Stream Shows, and that's his live streaming concerts.
This trinity of love and pain will feed us all and hide your brain. This trinity of love and pain will feed us all and hide your brain. Death, drugs, and beauty. Death, drugs, and beauty. This trinity of love and pain will feed our souls and hide your brain. This trinity of love and pain will feed our souls and hide your brain. One we pursue, one follows you, and the third is the space between the two. One we pursue, one follows you, yeah, yeah. And the third is the space between the two. This trinity of love and pain will feed us all and hide your brain. This trinity of love and pain will feed us all and hide your brain.
So you've been listening to Gio Yaquinto's Trinity. And this, again, as I mentioned, is from episode 15 of Gio's Stream Shows. And that's his live streaming concerts. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, we have singer-songwriter Gio Yaquinto. And as I mentioned, I highly recommend these because they are a wonderful combination of original Gio Yaquinto songs, along with guest artists who come in and perform their original work from various performers around Atlanta, and some really, really good musicians. I mean, there's a bass player, TJ the Cool.
TJ the Cool, that's right.
A great bass player. And of course, as well as being a terrific producer, Kerry Durham is also a terrific fiddle player.
Yeah, smoothest man to ever play a violin is what I like to say about him. And he's an amazing singer, too. That guy can do everything, truly. I'm very fortunate to have him on my team. And TJ the Cool, Theron Merritt, is his full name. I would say that those two in Atlanta are my team. If I have two people that are my musical pieces to the puzzle that I'm building, they are it. Carrie's my business partner. I talk to Kerry every day. TJ is known to be just come over to my house and just out of nowhere, just, hey, I'm coming over. All right, cool. And he's, as you mentioned, he is probably the best bass player I've ever known. And he's young. He's early 30. He's not some guy that's been doing it his whole life. He's imbued with that natural talent. And I call him my ace in the hole when it comes to my music. because I take any song, let him play bass on it, and it's a killer. If you want to hear a recording that he played on, he was the bass player for Sunflower. Unattainable Fruit and Savannah Grammar were both recorded with a different bass player in Tallahassee, but if you want to hear a little bit more of his playing, you can hear him on Sunflower.
Another tune that you mentioned that's going to be on the album mm-hmm. is Lavender Love. We haven't seen, at least I haven't seen, a official music video for that one online. I don't know if it is there, and I just haven't seen it.
I don't think I've released the cover video for it. I have one of solo guitar of me playing it. I've done it on a few of the stream shows. So yeah. If you go back through the archive of all the Geo stream shows, I've done it a few times with a few different instrumentations. But Lavender Love's going to be a really big one as far as my release calendar goes. I'm really excited about it. There's, I think, 8 or 9 instruments on the recording of Lavender Love we did. You've got acoustic guitar, you've got electric guitar, you've got a stand-up bass, you've got a saxophone, you've got a full drum set, you've got a grand piano, you've got an organ, and then I've got these two really fantastic backup vocalists who were singing with me the whole time. So Lavender Love is, I mean, it's just a wall of sound. And it's very romantic, and the words are very like German romanticism. They're comparing my love to the rivers and the oceans and just all these natural occurring things. And the tagline is, "You're my lavender lullaby, rest my heart when you're near. You're something natural I can't deny. You're my lavender love."
Let's listen to Lavender Love, and this happens to be from Geo's Stream Shows Live Streaming Concert, Episode 12. And this features Cherie Jones, who does backup vocals, along with Carrie Durham, and also backup vocals. And of course, it features Geo Yaquinto, guitar and vocals.
You're my lavender lover.
baby's peaceful like the floor of Shenandoah. Compare her likeness to the storm that brings a calm. And when she whispers to me, I just hear the rain fall. The lightning in her lips, it struck me long ago. She rustles in the wind, the floor with locks of fortune. Provide the air my lungs will drink and satisfy. She's a foundation that I lean on if I falter. Despite the weather, my shelter should provide. I see the sunrise in your eyes, and I know I've gotta be closer, more shine. That's your ocean, and it's taking over me. I see the wind rustling in your voice, breeze has gotta be. Come be my whole world, be my sun and my moon and my stars and my sea, yeah.
Lavender,
you're my lavender lullaby. Rest my heart in your honey. Something natural I can't deny. You're my lavender lover.
So you've been listening to Gio Yaquinto, and the song is Lavender Love. And this happens to be from Gio's Stream Shows live streaming concert, episode 12. And this features Cherie Jones, who does backup vocals, along with Carrie Durham.
Yeah, and if you have been enjoying these Gio Stream Show excerpts, I would love to have you joining for our continuing episodes. We're not going to stop. They're going to keep on coming every other week. Actually got our stream shows booked out until December. We've got all of our artists that are ready and that are coming. We've got some really, really good talent that's going to be coming through, and that's what I love, is to feature talent. And we actually just rolled out a Patreon page, and Patreon is where you can go to be a part of the experience and really join in and be exclusive member of the Gio Stream Show community. Because we've got different tiers of programs where you can give a monthly donation that gives you access to things like, you can pick a song that we do, or we give you a shout out at the end of the episode and we, you know, thank you for being a part of the community. We also have a couple tiers where you can do things like, you can commission us to record a song for you. So if you want to wish your wife a happy anniversary and you have a specific song that you want recorded by us, it won't be part of the live stream. We'll record it just for you and send it to you. We can record happy birthday. We can record all kinds of things. Also, we're adding in a feature called the Encore Cam. So moving forward, there will be an extra song added to the end of a stream every month that is only for my Patreon subscribers. So it's not going to be available to the general public. So if you want to go to my Patreon and check out those different subscription memberships and how you can be a part of the Gio Stream Show community, you can find that at patreon.com, patreon.com/GIO show. Patreon/GIO show.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, we have singer-songwriter Gio Yaquinto. Now, you mentioned another song that is going to be part of the full EP that comes out at the beginning of the year, Origins of the Heart, that has not been released yet, and that's one dedicated to your father.
The funny thing is, I wrote this song while we were already in production meetings for my album, we were already working on the other songs, and my father passed in February of 2019, and I wrote this song. It was how I dealt with my grief. I can remember just sobbing playing this song, because I took all of my emotions and all of my difficult feelings, and I processed them by putting them into this entity. I put them into the song, and I have a very checkered relationship with my father. No man is perfect, and we had our trials and tribulations, and I didn't spare that in the song. You know, I really talk about dealing with the fact that there was some stuff that could have been better, and there were some things that left unsaid and unfinished, and I put that into the song. My father struggled with alcoholism, and that was what ended up killing him in the end of his life. So the chorus of the song goes, "My daddy drank his last glass of wine at 69. I took his guitar home that night and I played it and cried." It's a lot of lyrics in that one. It's a long ballad. But yeah, I wrote it and I played it kind of just to show my producer, and he goes, "Stop, that's going on the album." And you know, the funny thing is that most of my songs are very happy. Most of my songs are very like kind of upbeat, and that's just how my mindset is. That's how, like I said, I like to try to be a ray of light. But this is one of the times that I wrote a song that really has pain in it. And that was why my producer wanted to put it on the album. You know, he said, it's the side of you that they haven't heard. And I'm releasing it last. It's the last thing that's going to come out. It's going to be either late November or December. And that, I think, is the final piece of the story of the origins of the heart, right? It's the origins of who I am and how I got to where I am now. And I wanted that snapshot for people as I'm introducing myself as an artist, as a singer-songwriter. But yeah, that song's very, very personal. You know, it's not as something I can just drop like Sunflower. Just, hey, here's a fun song about summer love. You know, this one really talks about some demons that I've struggled with in my life. And I very much feel that I am who I am because of what I've moved through. And because we all are. It's not just our victories that define us. It's our struggles. And this has been the thing that I've dealt with my whole life that I didn't talk to people about. And writing a song about it was very cleansing, very freeing. I took my father's ashes to the Smoky Mountains, where he wanted to be returned, and I was by myself. It was a very spiritual and meaningful venture that I took, but I took his guitar with me, and after I released him back to the earth, I sat on a rock and I played the song I'd written for him. And it was one of the most connected moments I've ever felt to the world, to the earth, to Mother Earth, to whatever spirituality you hold dear. It was really, words kind of pale in comparison. But yeah, so that's His Only Son that will be coming out, and I hope in my releasing of it I can help others to channel their feelings. I think I was given a gift in that I can take my feelings and put them into a song and express that. I think other people that don't have that ability, I hope that my song can help them either grieve with the passing of their father or deal with the fact that maybe their father has some pieces of their life that they wish were better. And, you know, one line of it, there's just something about a father that makes us all ask why.
So the song is His Only Son?
His Only Son.
And it's going to be released in late November or early December, before the release of the EP, and it will be the final cut on the EP. Yes. That will be released early next year.
So once that song's out, basically, the EP will be released also as a collection. I haven't done that one on any stream shows. That's the only song of all of my songs that no one has heard yet.
So somebody to look forward to.
Something to look forward to, that's right. You gotta keep some stuff for yourself. You know, the GeoStream shows are a lot of fun, and I really enjoy doing them. But, you know, as we've talked about throughout the show, being a musician nowadays, you give a lot, and you don't always get a lot back. So, you know, once again, if you enjoy the stream shows, or if you want to learn more about me and be involved in my musical process, I really invite you to go out and check out that Patreon page. You know, one thing I don't like about being a musician is that I hate the fact I feel like I'm begging. I know that's not what it is. Asking for money for the thing that I'm giving already to everyone is, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. But inherently, I just don't like the fact that there's things like a Patreon or people do GoFundMes or things like that. I don't like that because it feels like something for nothing to me. What I like about the Patreon is that it gives people the ability to be a part of my journey and give a little bit, but they get something back. And that's my big thing is, you know, if you sign up for a Patreon membership, you can request a song, or you can have us say, you know, give you a shout out during the stream, or you can, there's lots of different tiers, lots of different things you can have. But that's my thing is I will never ask for anyone to give me something for nothing. And that's why I really like that, the idea of the Patreon. So patreon.com/GOShow.
And listeners to all my shows are going to get this pitch once again. If you have ever thought of donating to a Patreon for a musician, buying their music online, or buying a CD, or however, now is the time to do it. Because now actually is the time of the greatest need of musicians, of all forms of music. So give. If you can, give. This is WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
WRUU listeners like you crave exploration and discovery. That's how we can offer your business or organization a unique way to separate your name from the clutter inherent in commercial radio advertising. Underwriting on non-commercial WRUU will make your name stand out because we allow only a limited number of sponsorships per hour. And your message will be reaching listeners who are actively engaged in programs that demand their attention. Let our team build a customized plan to meet your marketing goals by linking your name to our unique music and talk programs. For more information, email underwriting@wruu.org.
The fate of the nation is at stake on November 3rd, 2020. It is your right and duty to vote on or before that day. If you are not registered, registration to vote on November 3rd is available in Georgia until October 5th. Registration and voting are simple procedures, and yet they are two of the most important acts that you can take to preserve our democracy. More information can be found at www.vote.org. Wearing masks is not about protecting yourself. It is about protecting others. Several studies have shown that coronavirus infection rates can be significantly reduced by everyone wearing masks or other facial coverings. So face it, it's time to wear a mask. For more information, contact the CDC at www.cdc.gov and click on Coronavirus Disease 2019. This portion of WRUU-LP Savannah Soundings programming is made possible by the Savannah Safe Jazz Festival 2020. The Savannah Safe Jazz Festival 2020 will return as a 100% Savannah Safe CDC-compliant jazz festival, combining entertainment with protection from the spread of COVID-19 and featuring 16 live concerts from September 24th to September 27th. There will be limited seating concerts, live streaming, and if deemed safe, watch parties. Information about the festival and making donations can be found at www.savannahjazz.org. Many critical issues are facing the residents of Savannah and all Americans, including the coronavirus, homeschooling, and the upcoming general election. WRUU has three programs which address these issues: The Common Good on Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m., The Happy Homeschooler on Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m., and We the People, The Constitution Today on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. Stay informed about these important issues by tuning into these programs on WRUU.
Welcome back to Music Local and Sustainable, and I'm your host, Dave Lake.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, we have singer-songwriter Gio Yaquinto. And there is one more song that must be recently written, and that song is To Be Alone. Could you talk a little bit about To Be Alone?
Yeah, the funny thing is I wrote To Be Alone before the pandemic started. I mean, it just kind of shows the serendipitousness of life sometimes. But I wrote To Be Alone because I had gone through a breakup recently, and I have my own house in Atlanta. I live all by myself, and I really love that. But I've also learned during the pandemic how fiercely social I am. So while I was living on my own and getting all these things done, I would find myself reflecting back to my years in Tallahassee. I just left Tallahassee, and that's a college town. There's just always people around you. You're just constantly surrounded by people. And I find that I am prone in life to be a little nostalgic. It's just something inherently built into me. I don't know if it's part of the musician mindset or that I'm an artist or blah, 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 but I think it's just part of me that I'm very nostalgic. And what To Be Alone talks about is how we all are constantly dealing with this feeling that things were so good in the past, and you're thinking about all the good times you've had, and you kind of smile and reflect on it warmly. But it's important to remember that right now is great too. And in the future, you're going to look back on this moment. And so To Be Alone is about learning to deal with just being in the moment and learning to deal with sometimes you are alone, whether it be physically alone because of the pandemic, whether it be emotionally alone because you don't have a relationship at the time, or whether you just feel alone because you're suffering from anxiety or going through something in life that you feel like other people can't relate with you about. So it's very much a song to help people synthesize those feelings into something that they can listen to. And that's what I'm all about. I'm about taking my emotions and helping other people figure out how they feel by listening to it. And I think my favorite line from the song is, "We only know what times are best when they're gone. So we just spend our lives thinking we don't belong in the place that we are." And I would say, as far as what version, the one from GeoStream Show's episode 16 with Carrie playing violin is probably the better to play, just because it's a little bit more sonically interesting. I really like the one I did of me playing it solo, which is on YouTube. It's just a solo cover of it. But I think for the listeners, it'll be a little bit more interesting to have that violin playing on top.
So let's listen to To Be Alone, Gio Yaquinto, guitar and voice, playing along again with Carrie Durham, violin. And it is from episode 16 of the GeoStream Show's live streaming concerts.
Learning to be alone. Learning to be alone. Learning to be alone. It's gonna take you some time, and honey, that's alright. It's alright. Might as brighter when I look to my past. Those days seem distant and I wish they last out a little bit longer. We only know what times are best when they're gone. So we just spend our lives thinking we don't belong in the place that we are. But it's not lost on me that these good times I'm living will be what I look back on soon. What I wish for soon, yeah. Till then I'm learning to, learning to, learning to be alone. Learning to, learning to, learning to be alone. And it's gonna take me some time. I know that that's alright, it's alright. I see you in my dreams and waking a sweat. And I'm so bitter that's as close as I get about the spin and the toxic. Cause what I see in dreams is all just a lie. I know your current state is not who my mind desperately wants you to be, yeah. But it's not lost on me. That these good times I'm living be what I look back on. What I wish for so, yeah. Till then we're learning to learn it, to learn it to be alone. Learning to learn it, to learn it to be alone. Both of us learning to learn it, to learn it to be alone. And it's gonna take us some time, yeah. And it's gonna take us some time, oh. And it's gonna take us some time. Know that that's all right, that's all right.
You've been listening to Gio Yoquinto and Carrie Durham performing To Be Alone. And it is from episode 16 of the Geo Stream Show's live streaming concerts.
The cool thing about what we're doing right now with Geo Stream Shows is TJ and Carrie and I, and possibly a couple other people you've seen on the stream shows, are starting to form a band. We were a loose collection, and we like to collaborate together, but we're moving towards like being a solid entity, being a solid group. And what's been cool about Geo Stream Shows is not only have we gotten to vet different musicians in the area to maybe join us, but we've also expanded our repertoire. We've got hours and hours of music now that we've all played together. So when it's time to start getting ready for gigs and getting ready, if the pandemic ever allows us to start playing live gigs again, we're going to have a pool of music that we can pull from.
Well,
it's great.
I want to thank you so very much. We've had Gio Yoquinto on the show tonight, and I just want to thank you so very much for coming in and talking with us about your life, about your music, about the Savannah Voice Festival, and about a whole bunch of stuff. So I want to thank you so very much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
That was super fun. I want to thank you for having me. It's been such a great time. It's a cool thing to get to pour out a lot of the things that are going on in your artist brain all the time and share who you are with your listeners, because that's what I do on Geo Stream Shows too. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you.
We have a few minutes left on tonight's show, so I'd like to leave you with three songs performed by Gio Yoquinto in three different styles: operatic, musical theater, and a fun Irish number, all performed last year. First is Lenski's aria Kuda Kuda from Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin, accompanied by Carolyn Hayes, and this is the only recorded example that exists of Gio singing an operatic tenor aria.
You've been listening to Lenski's aria, Kuda Kuda, from Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin, accompanied by Carolyn Hayes, and this is the only recorded example that exists of Gio singing an operatic tenor aria. Next is Gio performing Stephen Sondheim's Being Alive from the musical Company, and this is from the 2019 Savannah Voice Festival.
Someone to hold you too close, someone to hurt you too deep, someone to sit in your chair, ruin your sleep, make you aware of being alive, being alive. Someone to need you too much, someone to know you too well, someone to put you up short and put you through hell and give you support for being alive, being alive. Make me alive, make me confused, not me
listening to Gio performing Stephen Sondheim's Being Alive from the musical Company, and this is from the 2019 Savannah Voice Festival. And we'll wrap it up with an Irish-sounding tune, The Streets of Dublin, from the Terence McNally musical A Man of No Importance, with music by Stephen Flaherty and lyrics by Lynn Ahrens. And this features other members of the Wanderlust Mobile Theater on location in Tallahassee, Florida.
I don't gonna stand on the stage of the sword. I went to a pantomime once, I was bored. I'm not a poetical sort of a person like you. When I need a poem, the streets and the gutters all Tommy Flanagan, who lights the gas lamps, all the bloody lamps in Phoenix Park alone. He's gonna drunk for over 57 years. In Dublin, down on Henry Street is mad on fire. Old rambling Tommy with a face like hammered meat.
Ha 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 ha!
On the streets and on the land.
You've been listening to an Irish-sounding tune, The Streets of Dublin, from the Terence McNally musical A Man of No Importance, with music by Stephen Flaherty and lyrics by Lynn Ahrens. And this features other members of the Wanderlust Mobile Theater on location in Tallahassee, Florida. Last month, the Savannah Voice Festival had their 2020 edition as a virtual festival featuring film segments of opera, musical theater, and songs by many of their usual set of performers who are familiar with Savannah audiences, as well as some new performers from the Voice Experience training programs. Now, these performers are from around the nation, and in some cases from around the world, but some also live here in the Savannah area. In addition, it is the Savannah Voice Festival. Since I was eager to share with you all the music from the Savannah Voice Festival, Maria Zufis and Cheryl Milnes and I have worked out a set of programs to bring to you the highlights of the Savannah Voice Festival 2020. I will be sharing those here on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable over the next 6 weeks. This has been another edition of Music Local and Sustainable, and I've been your host, Dave Link. Save this time for another show next week.
Well, I know we ain't headed for the Hall of Fame. Gonna give it what we got, man, that ain't no shame. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, 1, 2. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, 1, 2.
This is WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.